We're going to start in the book of Job. We're going to look in two specific writers, Job and Joel. In Job, we're going to start in the 22nd chapter, because there's some things there we have to look at. And prior to saying that, before I begin to give principles, we're in a season coming up to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Y'all know that.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord gave me a message here, and I have to prove this message, and I have to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
But it's a long subject. Money cometh is the resurrection of financial prosperity in the people of God.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes,
see, it's a prophetic resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit to tell you what's happening. The Old Testament wealth.
Yes, sir.
We have a better covenant.
Yes, sir.
Oh. So, Abraham, Solomon, mm-hmm. Job, mm-hmm. Esther, Ruth, all the finances they were packing never got to the church.
Yes, sir.
You know why? We've been dealing with the history, not the mystery.
Yes, sir.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Just read these lessons about Job and deal with the history part of it, but we don't hear the mystery part, why things happen.
Yes, sir.
And so in these three sections, I'm aiming to get enough information and revelation and anointing out for wealth, for that wealth to move over.
Yes,
to a remnant.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand that too, because I'm going to read. There's a remnant. I think it's Joel. Joel talk about the remnant. He talked about what all going to do God to form in the latter rain. But then he got down and he said to a remnant of people, remnant.
Yes.
And so I know that from teaching this for all these years, that it's only going to be a remnant. All right.
Yes, sir.
So prior to reading Job 22, money cometh of the resurrection. You know what a resurrection is, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you thought it was dead, but it come alive when somebody, financial prosperity in the people of God. Now, we told you already, it's only a remnant.
Yes, sir.
It's only those who paying attention, those who feeding,
right,
and those who can be led.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you a few words before I read the scripture. It's time for the church to shine in prosperity.
Yes.
Watch the next statement now. Giving glory to God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, anyone who let God do in their life what he desired to do is giving him glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And giving glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
So the resurrection of the Old Testament wealth, prosperity, and abundance,
yes, sir,
cometh to a remnant in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
You got to decide, do you want to be in the remnant?
I'm in the remnant.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But that money never was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Posse.
The church never raised from the dead because you had too many, Lord, I didn't want to get into this, prosperity imposters.
Yes.
And you cannot raise that up depending on people as your source. Because you're not going to be able to say everything you need to say it if you don't want to hurt nobody's feeling for an offering.
Right.
You see? So the body of Christ has been held back because now it's time for manifestation of that type of wealth in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I tell you the truth, I'm seeing a portion of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I haven't seen what I'm going to see. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, it's for those who will believe, a remnant in the body of Christ, those who will believe and obey.
Yeah.
Believe and obey. It's not just saying a word, or doing a dance. No, you got to do some obeying.
Yes, sir.
And you got to see it first. You can't obey what you don't see.
Right.
See, the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land.
Yes.
All right. Now, this text is an accusation against Job, but yet it's a manifestation that accusation can come against the body of Christ because they have not permitted God to do what he want to do in the body of Christ. Everybody trusting everybody else, trying to get into deals like making investment like the world did, you know, and all that stuff. No, the 21st verse, the first word, you need to circle it. I got it circled. First word in Job 22:21. First word, circle. Powerful word. See, yeah. That's a word that deal with ignorance. Mm-hmm. It says, acquaint not thyself with him.
With him.
Not with prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. With him. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
with him.
With him.
And be at peace.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
See, once you're acquainted with him, you know you can't be broke.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And you know you know you're going to have debt cancellation.
Yes, sir.
And you know you're going to have more than enough.
Yes, sir.
Once you're really acquainted with him.
Yeah.
Not them, him.
Him. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's too much them connection in the church.
Uh-huh.
And I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Get acquainted with him.
Yes.
How he operate.
Yes, sir.
How he function.
Yes, sir.
Step off. I want you to step off in another realm tonight.
Come on,
come on.
Yes.
Tole sata. Totally dependent on him.
Yes, sir.
So
God got my back.
Yes.
God got my slack.
God got my slack. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all expect the Holy Ghost to come in here?
Yes.
Yeah. Acquaint now. Acquaint not thyself with him and be at peace. All right. Financial peace come to your house tonight.
I receive.
See, once you're acquainted with him, the money don't have to be there.
Yes, sir.
Right. The money, don't worry about your condition now. The money don't have to be there. Once you get acquainted with him, you know it's done.
It's done. Yes, sir.
See? So you don't work for, you work from.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
See, faith and imagination supposed to be dancing in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
But what happened, people don't use their imagination because it's so much fascination.
Right.
Come on, Apostle.
But there's a real imagination from God.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
God wants you to see it.
Yeah. Yes,
that's why he gave you imagination.
Yes, sir.
See yourself out of debt.
See yourself. Yes, sir.
See yourself helping somebody else get out of debt.
Yes.
See yourself going where you want to go and don't even have to ask how much it costs.
Right.
I mean, that's what you think Solomon was calling to see how much something costs?
Right.
Jesus Christ, we brought that into God's world. We got to get it out.
Yes,
so he said, quit now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. You see that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now you know I'm talking about money, right?
Yes, sir.
Notice the first word in verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
God got a problem with this, with his people.
Uh-huh.
Because they let other people talk him out of it.
Yep.
You see, God said, what that first word say?
Receive.
Say it loud.
Receive.
Receive. Somebody got to receive.
Yes.
Somebody, see, people just, you can't just believe, you got to receive.
Yeah, I receive.
It's mine.
It's mine.
I have it now. I'm out of debt right now. I don't care how much I owe, I'm out of debt.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Now you just use your divine imagination.
Yes, sir.
You just call things that be not as though they were, and now you just start operating in faith.
Yes, sir.
But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
So you got to get there before you get there.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thine heart.
Wow.
Look at verse 23. Look at verse 23. I got a word that I got circled in verse 23. If thou, look what the third word said. Circle that word.
Return.
Ooh, I almost took off running. Return. Verse 23. If thou return. So we got acquaint,
Yeah.
We got to receive.
And return.
And return.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Yeah, listen to all them other motivational speakers. We ain't got no time for that. Yeah. We need the anointing. We need the Holy Ghost. We need what?
Yeah. Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All these pretty sermons with no money. Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Wow. Come on, sir.
If thou return to the Almighty for your finances. If thou return to the Almighty, not to the bank, not to the financial company, not to all these advertisements and their appetite or what the word is? I can't get the word. Advertising.
Yes,
commercializing,
yeah.
About money. They ain't got no money. The bank broke.
Yes, sir.
The bank got my money.
Uh-huh.
They use my money. They don't want to pay no interest on it. They don't pay much interest on it either. Yeah. I'm just letting them use it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Come on.
Yes, sir.
They're not paying enough for it to be in there.
Come on, sir.
They think I don't know it, but I know it.
Yes, sir.
I just want God to show them.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be what? Built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. You'll stop being a whore. You got to be clean. You got to be clean for God to use you. You got to be clean for God to trust you. Oh, we got to come back. We got to be sanctified, man. Pureness and holiness. See, I can preach it. See, I can preach. You can follow me. I can preach it. I ain't got to hide nothing. I ain't broke.
Yes, sir.
I ain't no whore. You see, you can't preach it if you're doing it, you see.
Yeah, right.
You see, you got to be skipping over scriptures, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to read that part fast, you know. Look at verse 24 now. I'm just reading the scripture. We haven't got to the principle.
Yeah.
Look at verse 24. Then thou shalt lay up a little bit of gold. And the gold of Ophrah as the stone of the brook. Now, verse 25, yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Oh, my God. Look what the last part of verse 25 says. Read it with me. Y'all got to do better than that?
And thou shalt have plenty of silver.
Plenty of silver. So I'm going to circle that word plenty. And next time you complain, and go read your Bible.
Plenty.
For then thou shalt have delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Oh, children, we got a long way to go tonight. And thou shalt also decree, verse 28, decree a thing.
Yes.
And it shall be established under thee. Money coming to me now. You just decreed it.
Yes, sir.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
See, you decree that. You don't just say that. You don't just memorize that. You don't just repeat that. You don't parakeet that.
Right. Yeah.
That's prophetical.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that function in the spirit world.
Yes,
that's function beyond mundane mind.
Yes, sir.
That's function in the world of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Where miracles and signs and wonders can happen at any moment.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Decree. Y'all stop just talking. Decree things.
Yeah.
Decree it and believe it.
Yes.
And receive it when you decree it.
Yes, sir.
See it. Don't be concerned of how it's going to work out. He going to work it out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I've seen him work a lot of stuff out. He'll work it out. He'll get you there.
Yeah.
See? But you got to start being a decreer.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm a decreer. Say, I'm a decreer.
I'm a decreer.
From this night forward, I'm going to decree money.
I'm going to decree money.
I'm going to decree money. Talk to me.
I'm going to decree money.
And money going to obey me.
And money going to obey me.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Sit down. Let me start giving you some principles. I didn't even read it. I didn't read in Joel. I'm going to turn to Joel. I haven't read yet. I'll get to it. Now, tonight, the Lord told me, is like this. I will prove with the word that prosperity is one of the first order of the anointing.
Mm.
Wow.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You should have had your money first.
Yes, sir.
For all them prophecies you got and all them deep words you got, and you ain't got no money. You should have had your money. Money is the elementary thing of the anointing. Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Should have had your money first. Y'all got all these deep prophecies.
Come on.
And by this big God, then turn to Joel chapter 2. Yep. Even before you have a strong anointing, you should have had some money. Anointing is more expensive than money. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, money, elementary compared to the anointing. God's falling out, said they got so much anointing and they ain't got no money.
Yes,
that's not God. And so therefore the people following them can't get the gravity, but something gonna get on you tonight.
Yes,
they can't get the gravity of having it. I'm preaching what have happened.
Yes, sir.
Not only to Job.
Uh-huh.
Not only to Abraham.
Yes, sir.
But it happened to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
You and Joel?
Yes, sir.
Look at Joel chapter 2, verse 21, the first two words. Because we got a lot of money fear. What it say?
Fear not.
Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
See, you can't wait till you get the money to rejoice.
That's right.
You got to rejoice now because you're not rejoicing about the money. You're rejoicing about the God who made you bless. God wants you rejoicing over him. When he find out that you rejoicing over him, I dance in my back room. When I was broke, I would dance and shout all over the place. Because I'm excited over him. That's why money can't make me so excited, because I'm so excited over him. I can use money for his glory because money can't use me.
Yeah. Glory to God.
You got to get excited over God, man.
Yep. Yes,
right. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord. Look what that text said. Will do what?
Great thing.
Great thing. Great thing. Not think about that. Think about that. You see, get past your intellect.
Yes.
Know who we're talking about. And say, and the Lord will do great things.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's not building a little building, you know. They say the Lord would do great things.
Yes,
huh? They're not talking about New York. He's bigger than New York.
Yes,
I mean, the Lord would do great things.
Yes.
See, you have to pass that through your consciousness until it get to your spirit. The Lord, we're talking about finance. We're talking about money coming to the resurrection of financial prosperity in the people of God. And here we're reading the word, say, and the Lord will do great things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, that's a heavy, heavy there.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord will do great things in my finances.
The Lord will do great things in my finances.
Now, don't heed the word. You don't have to worry about it, you see, because we're not talking about your job now. We're not talking about what you can come up with.
Right.
You just said the Lord will do great things in my finances.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Great things in my finances.
See? Oops. It's coming to the point where the Lord is saying, you about to have a resurrection in your finances.
Yes, sir.
You about to, the big stone that over your finances about to roll away. Just,
yes, sir.
You see, you remember you see it?
Yes, sir.
I see it.
I see it.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I see it,
Lord.
We're dealing with this first point. I said, I will prove with the word that prosperity is one of the first order of the anointing. See now, you can shift all your prophesy and all your word of knowledge and word of wisdom. Set your tail down. Now it's time to have some money.
Come on now.
Because that should have came before you came with your word. But see, sometimes that word is not a word.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You can't say you got money and nothing happening.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
And we want to eradicate false prosperity.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Borrowing stuff to look prosperous.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's not what God wants in this church.
Yes,
Abraham wasn't borrowing nothing.
Right.
Anybody who hung around him didn't borrow nothing. Lot got rich just hanging around Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
the self-same anointing is available, but they left it in the Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We need to unlock something here tonight.
Unlock.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Money is really not made to spend. Money made to invest.
Yes, sir.
Now, what you mean by that? Well, if I buy a nice house, it's an investment for the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, people running their mouth, they don't even know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. My house belongs to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, when it belongs to you, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. No, I sat on the porch and said, God, get your glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People passing by hitting the brakes. I said, God, get your glory. It ain't about me.
Yes, sir.
All right, stick with me a minute.
Get your glory. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to read this scripture. Look at the next verse. Be not afraid. Underline that. Got more money fear. Ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Our circle yield. Be glad, then you children of Zion. Who that? Children of Zion. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause you to cause to come down for you to rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Now, we all shout about that, but I had one of my Bibles I pulled out and it showed me something as a footnote. We talk about the former and the latter rain. You know what the Bible said? Or a teacher of righteousness. The former and latter rain. Or a teacher of righteousness. It means that when you're taught properly, the rain gonna fall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see that? So yeah, compared to a teacher of righteousness. In other words, somebody who have experience and has an anointing to pass it on. Mm-hmm. Not somebody trying to get an offering.
Yep. Right. Yes, sir.
Y'all got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, look at verse 23 again. Be glad, then you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. I got to finish reading that so I can give you some more prayers. He will cause to come down for you to rain, the former rain, the latter rain, the first month, and the flows shall be what?
Full.
Full of wheat.
Yes, sir.
And the vats shall, circle the next word, overflow with wine and oil.
Yes, sir.
And I will restore to you the year that the locust have eaten and the cankerworm, the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat, verse 26, circle that word, in plenty.
Yes, sir.
And be satisfied.
Yes, sir.
And praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never. Now, he said that twice.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. The financial status of the church is a shame. He said, my people shall not be ashamed.
Come on.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
All financial shame leave you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything financially you couldn't do.
Yes.
After the night, you're going to wear an anointing, and the wisdom of God, it's going to be upon you because God going to see to it for you.
Yes.
As you believe and obey.
Yes.
All I ask you to believe and obey. Sure. Eating plenty. And then he said again in verse 27, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And then he said again, and my people shall never be ashamed. Now that's so much. I just want you to write to the 32nd verse because I got to go ahead on. The word delivered and the word remnant in verse 32 is very important. Jesus restored prosperity from creation to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
All the wealth God placed on his people in the Old Testament, the church have never seen. Money cometh is prophetic prosperity redemption.
Yes.
Jesus restored prosperity from creation to the cross. All the wealth God placed on his people in the Old Testament, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, in the Old Testament, the church had never seen. The church had, I know some churches think they got money, but they ain't never seen it. We ain't never seen it. Have never really seen it. Not the kind of money Solomon was dealing with.
Yes,
oh, man, come on. Ask the Queen of Sheba. Money cometh is the prophetic prosperity redemption. Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible. I've been preaching this for 20 years. Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible. Put it on the board. Watch what happened. I throw them in that empty because they don't know what I'm going to say up here. NIV, Jeremiah 29:11. Now here, God got a plan.
Yeah.
Say it, God has a plan.
God has a plan.
Personally.
Personally.
For my finances. See, that's the way you got to see it.
Yeah.
You can't read it all broad, wide. You got to get where you get to be personal.
Yes, sir.
You got to meditate. That's why Joshua 1:8 says that. That's why Psalm 1:1-3 says that. You got to meditate. You got to make it personal. You can't deal with a crowd when you're working with God because they might want to go left or right, but you got to make it personal to you.
Yes,
yes, sir.
For I know the plan God had for me. Oh, yeah, got it. For I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord. I know the plan God had for me. What? Plan to prosper me and not to harm me. Plan to give me hope in the future. See, you got to get it personalized, and you got to stay with it until God talk with you. Now, I can stay at this voice all night long and preach all night long in that one voice.
Yeah,
if you get to digging in the voice, God begin to talk back to you.
Yes, sir.
Now, who can stop my plan?
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
No one can stop my plan.
Yeah.
They can go in the scriptures and look and see they tried to stop God's plan. But God has a supernatural financial plan. Write it down. God has a supernatural financial plan just for me.
Just for me.
Personal.
Personal.
Just for me.
Now, if you meditate on that, he'll show you more things.
Yes, sir.
And he'll start making more people come in your direction.
Yep.
To bring you money.
Yep.
He will. Come on.
God have a supernatural, and see, you can't be embarrassed about that, and you can't be all timid about that because of what people say.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So they had a plan, and there's another verse I want to give you. Deuteronomy 8:18. Hmm. I mean, these are verses we go over, but my God, to get this Old Testament money over into the church, to this remnant that's going to pack heavy for God, and money not just for us, it's for God.
Yes,
we need money to preach the gospel.
Yes, right,
but we can live a good life while we're preaching it.
Yes, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That Deuteronomy 8:18, he gives you the power to get wealth. If he didn't want you to have wealth, then 2 Corinthians 8:9. He paid the price on the cross. It's a grace.
It's a grace.
Yeah. Money is a grace. See, I talk about money. See, you talk about prosperity, but I say money because nobody won't say money.
Yeah, money.
That's what they want, money. But they would use all the words that kind of camouflage it, prosperity, wealth, increase, but they won't say money.
Money.
We're talking about financial prosperity, financial wealth, financial abundance. You see, somebody got to talk about that in the church. That's all the world. The world out there getting all the money, they're doing it because they're talking about it. Church got all these close cliches and little cute words they're saying. But no, we're talking about money, baby.
Yeah, money.
Jesus revealed prosperity to them that through manifestation first. And then call them to follow his ministry. Luke 5. He revealed, He revealed a financial prosperity first. And telling them, if you follow me, you'll never worry about nothing else. You don't have to fish no more. Not that kind of fish. See, but he showed them prosperity first. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. He showed them prosperity first. He didn't call them in ministry first. He showed them prosperity first.
More apostle.
That's good. That's the end.
Let's look at Luke a minute. Got to look at Luke a minute because this is a marvelous revelation here. We've read this text many times. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, pay close attention what I'm saying. Jesus revealed prosperity to them through manifestations first and then called them to follow him in ministry.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Wow. You'll find out the 120 was in the upper room, had got a revelation of prosperity. They were fishing too. And Jesus told them where to catch the fish at,
yes,
to bring up prosperity in their life so they can go on and do what he wanted them to do.
Yes, sir.
Jesus don't expect no preacher to be broke.
Oh, wow. Right.
Come on.
Come on. More apostle.
That's right.
And Jesus, oh, I tell you, I'm going to get by this. But I ain't going to get by it. I just can't get by it. I was watching a news broadcaster, a man and a woman, and they were dressed so immaculately. And I said to myself, I look at my wife, I said to myself, preachers is a shame the way preachers dressing now. With them little tight shirts on, little jacket, tennis on, and the news media blowing the preachers out the water. Just said, LTMA. I said it right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Y'all better never let me come catch y'all in that pulpit because I'm going to be flying in, and I'm going to fly, check on churches, ain't calling, ain't nothing. Just say, you're going to come in and you're going to have a, yeah, show up. You're going to have a new member sitting in there. And I'm going to say, why do you have that T-shirt on? Sit down, I'm preaching today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm sure we're going to do it.
Yes, sir.
I almost caught Jeremiah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he changed.
Yes, sir.
Wearing them little shirts, stuff, little tight jacket. No, y'all dress yourself up. News media, don't let the news. I got to get back on my
yes,
subject,
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
But it's part of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
How can I come preach prosperity with a T-shirt on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
A walk suit. Huh?
Yes, sir. More apostle.
Luke 5:1. And it came to pass that they pressed, people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. Talking about Jesus now. But the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. Now the church continually washing nets. I'm trying to get the net back in the boat, man. Full of fish.
Yes, sir.
So many good Christians keep washing their nets.
Yeah.
God doggy, we're going to put something in those nets so you won't have to be praying. I don't pray about money.
Yes, sir.
I never have to ask for no money.
Yes, sir.
That's most people's major prayer. My assignment is to break that up.
Yeah.
And for you to walk in the world, God wants you. Watch what happened. Washing their net. Underline washing their net. I'm through washing my net. Without fishing them, for sure. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I feel anointing. I got, well, I'm going to go about 20 more minutes, but I feel the presence of God.
Yes,
I'm just fumbling around here. Good God Almighty. I'm just trying to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, God. I'm just trying to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
They have a resurrection going on, whether you know it or not.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. There's a resurrection on finances.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's happening right now. Yeah, yeah. Many coming out of the financial grave right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Your account coming out the financial grave right now.
Right now.
Yeah, grave right now. Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
That's what this is about. That's why God told me to have these things every month. He said, have money come at conference. Train them, not to be broke. Train them that this is not a joke. Train them to know they can have the best. Train them to know that they can support the gospel in first class.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Washing their net. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, Jesus, verse 4, he said unto Simon, here it is. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying tonight. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. Money coming.
Money coming.
See, money cometh is a prophetical net. Mm-hmm. And once you step into it, it's come out of the mouth of God.
Yes, sir.
Once you step into it, that's it.
Yes, sir.
See, uh-huh. this is not seasonal preaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is not something that's going to run out. This is something that you got to catch.
Yes, sir.
It's a word. See, now money cometh is just as powerful as Jesus saying, put out your net again.
Yes, sir. Same thing. Yes, sir.
You see, are you trying to be equal with Jesus? Well, I got the orders from the same person.
Yes, sir.
The same person Jesus was working for. I got orders from him.
Yes, sir.
Money coming came from God.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Same thing. Yes, sir.
No. You see, y'all scared. Stop being so scared.
Yeah.
Jesus wants us to be like him.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I'm telling you, I feel a vibration of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, when you put that net down, money coming down, you're not coming up with an empty net.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what? You even said, I'm putting the money coming net down. Say it. I'm putting the money coming net down. And I got my expectations up.
Yes, sir.
You keep meditating on that.
Uh-huh.
Your ministry, mm-hmm. your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason I could be so bold about this, I heard God's voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Money coming. Never had heard that before. I just left out the supermarket.
Come on.
I heard it the second time. Money coming.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it the third time. Something broke loose in me. I didn't know what it was. My wife didn't know what it was. But I knew something had broken loose.
Uh-huh. Thank God.
Yes, sir. And once it break loose in you.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yes, sir. It's over.
That's why I got to keep having these conferences. Because as I have them, somebody on the line tonight, he gonna break loose on me.
Break loose. Yes, sir.
Somebody in here. Once it happened, it's over.
It's over.
See, it's from God. God trying to shift his wealth into the church.
Yes, sir.
Church got too many non-wealth doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They trying, blessed are the meek for this year inherit the hurry. They ain't said broke meek.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They said broke meek.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they got all these doctrines, you see? Yeah. And then someone come along and try to teach them. Then on, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Someone, glory to God. I start praying about the anointing again. I told the Lord I need a greater anointing. I need to get my infirmities right in the way so the anointing can roll. That people can be touched by his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Let me try to read this. Jesus Christ. Now, when he had left speaking, Jesus, he said unto Simon, money coming. That's what he said. That's what he said. Fish coming.
Fish coming. Yes, sir. Come on, boss.
To me. Now.
Yes, sir. More apostle.
Tell one person I'm getting loaded.
I'm getting loaded.
Somebody online, y'all can't show me nothing? Y'all couldn't get it no bigger, huh? They couldn't get it no bigger? Somebody, I need somebody. What they saying online? Oh, goodness. Is it big enough to see it? I'm putting my money coming net down. All right, somebody look, and my expectations are up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Money coming. Glory to God. All right, all right. It is over. Money coming, wealth transfer coming to me now.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about, boy.
Yes,
huh? Talk to me. I can't have y'all here, but I can have y'all talking to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Glory.
Glory.
That's a good word. Somebody say, I'm getting loaded. I'm getting loaded. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, it can't stop us. We're working together right now. Glory to God. We having church, aren't we? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach. Somebody say, preach.
Hallelujah.
Y'all want me to get asthmatic on you? Preach. Somebody say, I'm getting loaded.
I'm getting loaded.
If you just keep saying those words, I'm getting loaded.
I'm getting loaded.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice this. Then Luke 5. You know what we're talking about, right? Let me get it here again. Jesus revealed prosperity to them through manifestation, plural, first. And then called them to follow him in ministry. What I'm saying, the text over in Joel revealed that the plenty, the overflow, all came before he poured out his spirit.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Point out the spirit is greater than the overflow of blessings. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Let me try to read this. Launch out into the deep, fool's voice, and let down your net for a draw. So everybody who let their net down, what that term I use? I use a term. What they were saying? I'm loaded.
I'm getting loaded.
Everybody who let their net down, getting loaded tonight.
Yeah, getting loaded.
See, now I told you, don't believe far, believe from.
Yes, sir.
Go where the load is. Stop looking at the way you got now. Go take your faith and go and your imagination and go and see yourself out of debt, fully loaded. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We haven't been using it. That's the problem. We haven't been using it. We've been looking at what we got.
Yes.
As long as we keep looking at what we have, that's what we're going to be.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right,
Father.
Love it.
Now, I bet this question that was asked you in the church, how rich do you want to be?
Come on.
Come on, sir. Yes,
come
sir.
Come on.
Wow. See, I mean, you got to know that. You can't get spiritual on me talking about, I'm doing pretty good. Ain't nobody asked you about not pretty good.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Here we're at verse 5. See, that's what happened to him. Verse 5. And Simon answered him and said, Master, we have toiled all the night. That's why I told you to put it down.
Yes,
and have taken nothing. But that old Simon at the end of that verse, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Who going to let down the net tonight?
Money coming, yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Money coming became the net tonight.
Yes, sir.
Who going to let it down?
Money cometh
to me now.
Me now.
That's letting down the net.
Yes, sir.
Huh? God sent us that word, the same God that told Peter to put that net down is the same God that give us money coming. Money coming is our net for money, for finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the church.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
In the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Haven't you been toiling? The tallest here, we toiled all night.
Mm-hmm.
Working two jobs. Taking nothing. And when he had this done, see, you just can't be saying it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They enclosed a great multitude of fish. And King James, the only one who said, get away with this fishes. And their net break. And they beckoned unto their partner. Oh, partners. And then my partner's on the line. Ooh, I want y'all to see this. And partners up in here. Partners, you supposed to have it. Because I'm calling you. I'm telling you that we loaded.
Yes, sir.
We loaded.
Everyone connected supposed to come out just like me. Yeah. They're supposed to be loaded.
Loaded, yes, sir.
That's why you're connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Partners.
Yes, sir.
All over the world, in Chicago, New York, Africa. They come from everywhere.
Yes,
France. I saw some partners from everywhere. I call you tonight.
Yes,
I call a partner. Come get your load.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I know all of y'all in your partner.
Yes, sir.
If you're not, I'll put you out.
Loaded. Yes, sir.
Loaded. Don't go so fast. I can't read the thing.
That's them type.
That them type. Oh, they type. Oh, I see. I believe in her. See. All right. I see. All right. Money come out. I'm gone. partners. I'm calling you now. I'm calling everybody in this place tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling you. I'm calling you because we're about to sink your ship.
Yes.
Partners. I'm calling you because we're about to sink his ship. Everybody's ship about to get sank up in here. Yeah, he called his partner, and when he got the partner came, everybody got so loaded, everybody's ship got sinking because it was so much.
So much. Yes, sir. I see. Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. I'm the Lord, I change not. Yes. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Loaded. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Look what it is. I ain't got it for tonight, but look what it is. Look what it is. Look. Oh, my God. And when they, verse 6, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners. See, that's why I talked to my partner. Partners. My partner, which was in the other ship, that they should come and help them. See, that's what my partner doing with me. See, this message, you all are helping me. Help them. And they came. Uh-oh. What happened? And filled both the ships. Partners, your ship about to sink. Then they begin to sink. And then when they saw it, he fell down. And then now he said, now since you've seen my prosperity, now I'm going to make you fishermen of men.
Yes, sir.
See it?
Yep.
All right, let me try to give you another point now. Luke 5:1, you got that?
Yep.
All right. Ministers and ministries shouldn't have to beg during offering time.
No, that's right.
Right.
Once the people are properly taught, they will give cheerfully.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Philippians chapter 4:15-19. Paul talks about it. He talks about how they give so cheerfully. They gave because they were getting something. Ain't nobody gonna give you nothing. Go to the store and don't buy it, and there ain't nothing in the store, ain't gonna pay nothing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are fed, this church, I don't have to beg. All my partners, I don't have to beg. Thousands of dollars coming in here all the time. All the time.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I never beg for them. I give the opportunity. You got to give the opportunity to give because giving come along with money coming. That's why the altar there. Money coming came, the altar came.
Yes,
that the seed came because that's the only way for money to come.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So he says ministers and ministries shouldn't have to beg during offering time. Once the people is properly taught, they will give cheerfully.
Right.
Because they know Philippians 4:19 is at the end of the giving.
Yep.
But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Money was dead, but the resurrection of money for the work of the kingdom of God has come.
Yeah, thank you.
The people of God will flourish so that they may give and receive and give and receive more,
yep,
taking care of the Father's business.
Yeah.
You see that? Not just about, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. You see God love a cheerful giver. And the 8th voice, look at the 8th voice. You see the 8th voice, I think I read in the Message Bible, the Amplified Bible. That's a powerful voice, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Powerful voice. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, you put it in another translation, amplified. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing. It's talking about sowing now. Come to you in abundance. what? So that you may always and under all circumstances, when whatever need, the need to be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish in abundance for every good work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to close. But I gotta get this off of me.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How acquainted are you with God?
Wow.
Will determine how much he can trust you with.
Yep.
Remember we read that text in Job? How acquainted are you with God? It determines how much he can trust you with.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have the revelation? See, watch this. What is it? Do you have the revelation of the better covenant? See, do you have the revelation? Because now we got to look at Abraham. We got to look at Solomon.
Right.
We got to look at Job. We got to look at Isaac. Do you have the revelation of the better covenant in your finances? Do you have the revelation? Wow, look at the men and women prosperity of the Old Testament money. I'm going to give you a scripture to read. I might not go to 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1 through 10, when the woman come to see Solomon. What? I wish I had time to read it. What? When she saw how Solomon dressed. She ain't never got mad.
Come on,
right. She fainted. She fainted.
Come on. Yes, sir.
She fainted. And then when she got up, she went in the treasure box.
Yep.
How can that woman give that man money, all the money that man had? The woman wasn't stupid.
Yes, sir.
She was connected.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, quickly, the gate, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
No, not gate. The gates of plenty must come open in your life now.
Yes, sir.
What? Yes. Quickly. Quickly, yeah. Quickly, three scriptures. All three of them is three verses I want you. Psalm 112, verse 1. The gates of plenty must come open in your life now. You got it?
Yes.
Psalm 112, verse 1. I'm going to go 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. Go to verse 2. Keep going. His seed shall be what? Might upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall what? Be blessed. Give me the third verse. Watch what happens.
Well, and riches shall be.
Now, where in the hell is it? In the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I want to ask it like that. The reason I want to ask it like that is because the devil done tricked the church. Where in the hell is the money?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
See, I'm exposing Satan here.
Yeah,
all right.
Satan think we're supposed to barely get by. But I know better. We got a covenant, man.
Right.
Huh? Y'all better talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes. We got a covenant. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got your thing. Turn the Genesis now. That's the 12. Genesis 12. 1, 2, 3. Genesis 1, 2, 12. Talking about the covenant. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Go to verse 2. We're on three verses. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, right?
Yes, sir.
And I make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Go to verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't be stupid. Mm-hmm. And curse him that curse thee. Don't be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to curse me.
Right.
That's a dumb thing in my life. And thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All right, Isaiah 45, verses 1 through 3 in Isaiah 45. Watch this. Isaiah 45, 1. Jesus Christ, I'm going to close in a minute. I went a while. Thus said the Lord to his anointed. Who he said it to?
To his anointed.
To Sarah. Now, Sarah is not the only anointed the Lord has.
Right.
Y'all probably ain't gonna never meet Sarah personally down here.
Yeah.
You might meet him when you go to glory. But he's not down yet.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who right hand I have holden to subdue nation before him, and I will loose the line of king to open before him the two leave gate. There are two gates open, and the gates shall not be shut. Go to the next verse. Oh, my goodness. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That all them things got the arm wrapped around you financially. The Lord's cutting them tonight. Yeah, the Lord's cutting them things off you. Go to the next verse. Oh, my. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret place, that thou mayest know that I'm the Lord, which called thee by name, and the God of Israel.
Yes.
Put them people up there again. Let me see if they answer me.
Thank you, Lord.
Windows, doors, and gates are being opened right now. Windows, doors, and gates are being opened now. How I know it? Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord. He can do what he want to do. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. And you read on in that psalm, you got to open the gate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to open the gate tonight. God already got his gate open.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
You open the gate.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Talk to me up in here. You say, yo, they say hallelujah too, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I receive. Thank you so much for receiving. Let me close. Y'all ready now? This one strong. When I first saw this, you must know how to follow the breaker, never follow the taker.
Come on.
Yeah.
Micah chapter 2, verse 13. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. You must know how to follow the breaker. Uh-huh. Never follow the taker.
Yes, sir. Come
on. Now notice what this text says. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. Let me close. Write this in your notes, Isaiah 62. Give me Isaiah 62:10. I'm trying to close. Isaiah 62:10, because I want to give you a point here. Go through the gates. Go through the gate. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Go through the gate. Go through. Go through the gates.
Through the gate.
Look at it right there, the text. Go through. Go through the gate.
Yes, sir.
Money comes, open the gate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highways. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. Hallelujah.
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 Give me the 11th verse.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Go through the gate. Go, I told you to go through twice.
Yes, sir.
Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation, that money coming, cometh. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. Give me verse 12 and I'll close. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, and a city not forsaken.
Wow.
Somebody get up in your house and dance a little bit. Somebody dance a little bit up in here. I've got somewhere I've never been before. I'm going to just dance a little while here. I'm just going to jig a little while here. And thank God that I'm not in the same position when I came here. My finances, money coming, is resurrected financial prosperity in my life.
Yeah. My life.